Blog Talk Radio.
Ladies and gentlemen, we welcome everybody back to Astro Mind 2012. We're looking forward to another great night. And again, we welcome all our longtime callers and listeners. And we have a special guest on tonight by the name of Richie. This is my oldest son. He'll be on the air with us tonight. Richie, are you there?
Yes, I am, Roy. I'm here. Yes, I am. Good evening. Good evening, everybody. Excuse me. Greetings. I'm glad that you called in tonight. What's on the subject tonight, Roy? What you got going on?
Well, first of all, let's go ahead and invite Adrian. He looks like he's just logged in. Adrian, are you there?
Hello, everybody. Welcome back. This is Adrian, and I'm Roy's son, and we got, I'm assuming we got Richie on. Are you there, Rich?
Yes, greetings. How are you doing?
Good.
Yes,
what's the conversation tonight, Rich?
Well, I don't know what's up to you guys, but, you know, last night I ran your radio show, you guys were, you know, busy. Last night we were covering on UFOs, Chupacabra, and Bigfoot, and other, you know, ghosts and hauntings and stuff like that. And we're just kind of covering on this stuff. But anybody wants to talk about, you know, if you want to, you know, we can do a little bit of some open lines if you'd like. And maybe we can do some covering on our UFO researches as well. Anybody after witness that has witnessed UFOs, and that's the main, you know, whatever that you would like to talk about, you know. What would you like, Adrian? I mean, what do you like to talk about?
Well, I'd like to talk a little bit about. Let's talk a little bit about what's going on with the different planets. You know, let's talk about, you know, like, you know, how they've been discovering a lot of these different planets and different worlds. I was reading online about this different planet that they discovered, and it actually rains glass and acid. And I just wanted to see what your thoughts were on that, Richie.
Well, my thoughts are is, you know, this is a big universe that we have, and we have many planets. And like you say, that these planets, they could do anything. I mean, our galaxy, they could do anything, any type. I do believe that we have new planets that are showing up, some planets that we haven't even discovered yet, even NASA, you know, and our astrology. So basically, yes, I think that's, you know, it's a very big possibility that we're having these comets or, you know, planets that are raining acid or glass, you know, what you want to call glass. It's a different type of chemical material in outer space. And a lot of it could also do with, you know, somewhat, it's possible maybe some ET type stuff, you know what I mean? Some UFO energy, you know, technology. So, you know, the main thing is I'm open for anything that could be happening right now, because, you know, we're seeing more and more things happening and more information is coming out, you know. And the main thing is that we try to gather up as much information, you know what I mean? So, but that's a great subject, Adrian. That's a great subject that you heard about that. Wow, you know, that's and that's even something new to me, because I, you know, I've heard things of like that, but that's interesting. Like the planet X, there's a planet called Planet X.
I heard about that planet.
And the, you know, the Earth, they somewhat fear this this planet, that it you know, it could, you know, explode at any time. And yeah, Planet X, I do believe it's bigger than the Earth itself. So it's a huge planet. But they're keeping
Have you ever
really...
heard of the, it's called the planet Ormus?
Yeah, that sounds familiar. That
well, they say
familiar.
Planet Ormus has, this goes back to the time of Odin, you know, back in the time of the Druids, but they believe that planet Ormus, they said it's an ice planet like Pluto, but it's, but they're saying that it's an alien race that is made out of ice and that they want to take over Earth and they want to freeze Earth as their planet. They want to take over Earth as their planet because Odin basically...
just one minute, Adrian. I want to go ahead and invite, I think John's on the air. Let's see. John, are you there?
Yes, I'm
Hello.
Here.
Hi,
okay.
Hey.
Good, how are you? This is Richie. Nice to hear from you. Nice to hear from you, yes. The skies are open tonight. This is a wonderful night for UFOs, John. You know,
but I wanted to finish and say that this ice planet, these ice people or ice race, they want to come to Earth and they want to freeze our atmosphere, freeze our planet to take over Earth. And it's an alien. What's your thoughts
Hello?
On that?
Well, that is a very, that's a neat subject there. That is, Adrian, that's really neat. That's,
yeah.
You know, and there's so many different planets out there that extraterrestrials should just come from. You know what I mean? And, you know, and we all know that, right, John? I mean, what, you've heard of Planet X, right, John?
Yes.
Yeah, and you were talking, you know, and they were afraid of this planet exploding and destroying Earth, you know, or whatever that may be. You know what I mean? Now, if the extraterrestrials wanted to destroy us, all they had to do is blow up a planet that's not far from us. And it could change all kinds of things. It could change all kinds of things. Even our moon, you know, even our moon, you know. And so, you know, a lot of things could happen, you know. And, but our this global warming that's going on, you know, how our ozone layer is getting thinner, you know. Is this caused by extraterrestrial? What's your feelings on that, John? Do you think it's caused by extraterrestrial?
No. I don't think it's extraterrestrial, the global warming, just because it happens every 11 years, actually.
Yes.
So it's just more of a cycle that we're going through.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah, and I believe you because it's all energy. Basically, you know, from the Earth, it's all energy. So whatever is going on, like the earthquakes and tsunamis, you know, and all the changes of weather we've been having, it's all energy. It's all part of the Earth, you know, energy. And, you know, I do believe that we're heading into bigger earthquakes, even around the United States and around the world. So I do, you know what I mean, big change. I see a lot of different things, you know. And, this, you know, this world, this Earth is getting tired. It is. It's getting tired. And, you know, and it's just trying to put itself to rest, you know. But, John, what's your subject tonight? What would you like to talk about?
Not sure, really.
I got a good topic. Let's talk about dreams. What dreams have you had that's out of the ordinary, Richie, so far? Or anything you want to share about terrestrial beings? I mean, I had a dream where I was on Saturn. And when I went to Saturn, It looked like, it looked very beautiful. It had a waterfall. It had rocks all around it. And I saw some alien being on Saturn. This was yesterday. And these alien beings looked like they were all in yellow. They were all yellow beings, like from the sun. They were very bright, but I couldn't understand what they were saying. I couldn't. They spoke in a different language. But Saturn looked very beautiful. It has different parallels to it, different levels that you can go down. That's how I saw Saturn.
Huh, that's interesting. That is. Yeah. You know, and drains can tell us a lot of things. What about you, John? Have you had any dreams of maybe what's going on in this world or anything, you know, bizarre?
Not really.
Yeah. So nothing of extraterrestrials or anything like that, anything that you, you know.
Not with this world.
Yeah, I hear you. Well, I do believe they're trying to contact us, these extraterrestrials. I think they're always trying to, you know. And,
did you like the movie called Signs?
Yeah, Bill Gibson. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's a good
movie. And yes. There was another one that came out that was an alien movie, and I tell everybody not to go watch it. Every time I watch it, I have a bad experience. But it has a lot to do with the grave. But I can't remember the. It's called Dark Skies. Yeah, Dark Skies. That's kind of like, I don't know, that movie there, it creates a lot of bad things to happen.
What did I feel? You want to share with Richie what happened to Clint when me and Mom were watching it downstairs?
Yeah, that, what happened there was, in Dark Skies, these alien beings, when they would abduct these people, they would sleepwalk. And their eyes would be right open, and they wouldn't even know what they were even doing. And they would have nosebleeds just all of a sudden. And then when Mom and Dad were watching that video, Clint was doing the same thing upstairs. And he didn't know why he was doing it. It was like he was in a trance state.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
That is interesting. You know, that's,
where do you get
that? Those things can happen, you know. They can happen, and all kinds of crazy things like that, you know. Wait, Adrian, what's your thoughts on Bigfoot? What's your thoughts on Bigfoot?
Okay, before we go into that subject, we have a caller that's waiting.
Okay.
So let's go ahead and invite that caller on the air from the 760 area. 760, you're on the air.
Oh, hi. I'm sorry. I'm trying to listen right now. That's it.
You just listening right now?
Yeah, I'm just trying to listen right now.
Okay. We'll go ahead and finish what Richie was talking about, and then we'll get right back with you.
Okay. All right.
Thank you.
You're shifting back to Bigfoot. Bigfoot to me has a lot to do with the cavemen.
Okay.
I'm getting it has a lot to do. It goes back to the Stone Age.
All right.
Because the cavemen have been around for years and years. And if you think about it, they grew a lot of hair.
Oh yeah. But they're like an ape-like creature. I mean, they've been here probably thousands or maybe even, who knows, maybe millions of years.
I often think of the caveman, and I think of Planet of the Apes.
Yeah, there you go, primates. Yeah, primates. Mm-hmm. You know, and I was talking about this subject last night on the radio show that I did on your guys'. Bigfoot, now, you know, you look at it, that every state, okay, and every, a lot of countries around the world, okay, has witnessed Bigfoot, okay, or someone at Bigfoot, okay. So there is, I do believe that there is multiple Sasquatches. Okay, because they've been seen in different states, different places. And, you know, John, are you there?
Yeah.
Okay, sir.
John keeps popping up.
Huh?
I said you keep popping up.
Hey, John. Yeah, hey.
Yes?
Yeah. Hey, I was talking to your dad that one day, or you guys, I meant, and you said something about that. Who said you seen Bigfoot? Your parents said they seen Bigfoot. They seen them in Michigan?
My mom and dad.
Okay, your mom and dad.
Huh?
All right. Yeah. I hear some little children laughing there in the background. I can't tell, but I hear some like little children laughing. So we got some, some visitors tonight. Maybe some ghosts or extraterrestrial. That's fine. They're invited also. I extraterrestrials. You're invited if you want to. But anyhow, back where I was. Okay, John. Your parents, they seen Bigfoot.
Yeah.
Okay. And what kind of, what did they witness, John? Do you know what they, this Bigfoot looked like?
I don't know.
Okay.
Richie, the talk show.
Radio.
Yeah.
Yeah, okay. How about you, Adrian? You ever seen Bigfoot?
I think they just lost Agent.
Oh, no.
Is
Agent gone?
Huh?
My phone might have died out.
Oh, I'm sorry. Well, dang it. Okay, well, we'll still bring up the subject. I'm sorry about that. I was hoping Adrian would see on, you know. It happens. John, are you still here?
Yes.
All right, John. what would you like to talk about? What about ghostly encounters, John? What haunted places you've been to?
I don't know, really.
Okay. Well, you know, and I was just talking about that me and my wife, Lisa, are both, we were paranormal investigators for quite a while, and we investigated so many different places, you know, for ghosts and hauntings. And anybody out there that wants to talk about it tonight, if you could just give us the heebie-jeebies, that's what we like to talk about, you know, because, you know, we want to know, what have you seen? What stuff have you have witnessed, you know? And, I mean, my wife has seen a spirit one time in this new house that we had in Utah, and she freaked out. I mean, her jaw opened up. She didn't know what to think, you know? And the main thing is how do you deal with it when you see like that that comes to you? A Bigfoot or...
Adrian, are you back?
Yeah, I'm back on.
Oh, Adrian's
okay.
Back on. Hi.
I got booted.
You got booted out, huh?
Yeah, I got bounced.
You didn't get abducted. You didn't get abducted. That's good. Oh, good. Come back.
I saw a UFO a couple of days ago.
Talk about it. What did you see?
It was a gray spaceship, you know, like the one that you see on They Live.
Yeah.
And what was weird is I was hearing like the sound like of an old, you know, like on those old movies where the spaceship lands and it goes woo 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 and it's landing.
Hmm.
That's what it sounded like. It sounded like a little tiny spaceship landing, woo 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 woo, and it just landed on the ground. That's how I saw it.
Yeah, well, a lot of the sounds too, and sometimes they don't make sounds too. And anybody that's ever witnessed a UFO, maybe they didn't make a sound to you, and that's true because
it sounds like an old black and white movie, you know, with the UFO.
And some of them do sounds. It depends on the spacecraft, you know, the UFO. Exactly. What type of energy it's giving out? Because, you know, they have to reach a certain max to get that, you know, that speed of sound. You know, that's, you know, so they can travel real fast.
Uh-huh.
So, yeah. But I was just talking about, I guess when you were off.
I think we did lost John.
John, are you there? John? Well, this is just one of those.
might have got zapped up by a UFO.
Yeah, he could have been. He could have. This is the UFO land out here. You know? Well, I don't know.
Mm-hmm.
But you never know. You never know. But anyhow, what other subjects would you like to bring up? There are so many. How about ghosts and hauntings? Anybody that's ever been in, you know, or maybe you live in a house that's haunted or a place that you live
Listen,
in haunted.
Tell them about your friend that grew up in Amityville Horror House.
Oh, okay. Oh, yeah, he tried to call me a few minutes ago. That's why I got disconnected, because he was trying to call me.
Okay.
This friend that grew up in Amityville Horror, he said his parents were murdered in that house.
Oh, wow.
And his mother put an upside-down pentagram above his bed and told him that it was something that would protect him from the devil. And he believed when
wow.
he did. But
wow.
can you imagine the trauma he went through?
I can imagine. I could imagine. Oh, yes. Oh, yes.
Yeah.
You know,
great.
Yeah, and I was just talking about it last night, that a lot of people won't go out and investigate ghosts and spirits, you know, voices beyond the grave, because they're afraid of the unknown. They're afraid of the unknown. Now, some people, it don't bother them at all. They'll do it, you know. And me, you know, I've always wanted to encounter them. I always wanted them to, so I could see them and, or whatever, you know. Not just off of EVPs or video recordings and stuff, like pictures and stuff, but actually see them, you know. As a bodily, you know, spirit or ghost. And, you know, I've been to many, like I was talking about, I've been to many different haunted cemeteries. Especially here in Colorado, we have a lot here. It's kind of bad here because in Pueblo, Colorado here, in 1921, there was a really bad flood that happened here. And over 500 people got washed away of 30 feet of water. We had a really bad rainstorm that happened here, and it flooded the Arkansas River and the Fountain River. And they all flooded over, and many people had lost their lives. So the ghostly encounters here, still remains here. Okay, that energy that still remains here from some of the stuck spirits, some of the stuck ghosts that are still here. Okay, some of them have moved on, but there's a lot. And you go into town, into Union, in Pueblo, Colorado here, they'll tell you different stories of their buildings where they're at, because they're over 100 years old, okay? And they'll tell you ghostly encounters here. They'll, you know, because many that has seen spirits, many that has, you know, they're walking down a creepy old basement or one of their basements down there, and they know they're being watched. They know they're being watched. I actually had gone down to, me and Lisa went down to investigate this old building. It was an old, I believe the basement part of it was an old funeral home mortuary, okay. So going down to this old, creepy old, this lady wanted to investigate. She had an antique store, okay. And she asked me, she says, well, I have antiques here. Can that drive in spirits? I said, they can if they're attached to them. If they're attached to something in here, you betcha they can, because they get attached to things, you know. They like things that, you know, they can be attached to, like a doll or a rocking chair or something like that. But as we went down to this to investigate doing EVPs, recordings, and I was doing videotape, me and my wife, Lisa, we were going down this basement, and I seen a rocking chair start moving on its own. It was just rocking back and forth. And I told this lady about that, and she says, I'm never going down that basement ever again. She told me that, the owner. He says, I, you know, in fact, I think she ended up quitting. They put a new owner in there. They brought a new business in because too many ghostly encounters down there. And they could feel that energy that's left behind. You know what I mean? That energy of tragic, of,
Just recently, I was telling you about my neighbor being possessed.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
Just recently. I got a phone call from the LDS hospital,
uh-huh.
And the doctor was asking for my advice on what he should do to help him.
Okay. My advice. Okay.
And I told the doctor that he should get psychological treatment.
Oh, sure.
Yeah.
They'll always say that. Yeah. You know, I honestly to notify a pastor or priest or something like that to minister, and as you can as well to minister exorcisms. You know, and of course, we were talking about that we all helped on, you know, driving demonic energies out. You know, but interesting subject. Interesting. Yes. So what's on your mind, Roy? What would you like to talk about tonight?
Well, I just wanted to share a video that was sent to us by the name of Sharon. And what she's been abducted before, and there was some alien implants that were put in her. And she's been trying to, you know, get these cleared, you know, from her system. You want to tell Richie a little bit more about that, Adrian?
Well, I've been helping her, and I've been doing some deprogramming, and she feels like it's been helping her to get a lot of it out of her system. I feel like, you know, she was telling me that it wasn't her house when the ship was there. It was when she was in her car. She saw those bright lights, and she was just telling me about her abduction, and I thought it was amazing because she was actually there. She actually saw the ship, and she knew that she had an implant, and I've been working with her and in other areas. But we're trying to work out, trying to figure out what was going on in that situation.
You're still trying to figure this out, what's going on, huh? As far as the... So is she still being attached with something, or is it, you know, I mean, with this, you know, you say an extraterrestrial or demonic energy or something that she's being attached to, right? Or she's being attacked.
She said it wasn't demonic, but she said it was something, it could be something terrestrial. We're not sure yet.
Yeah.
But she did tell the being, or we did the story cubes, and she told the alien being to take a hike. And that was for her own protection, you know, and when we did the metaphor. Yeah.
Yeah. And that's it, you know, and it's in our own protection because, you know, they should be able to, you know, from our energy, because we can stop them with our, just with our mind, ourselves, you know, our the power of our energy inside of us, you know, our spirit, you know, but even with our mind, even with our third eye, you know, we could stop that, you know, and, you know, these extraterrestrials, because, you know, we can actually somewhat, we can control them, you know what I mean? We can control them. And, yeah, exactly. Just the same as, you know, it could be from different spirits and energies and stuff like, we can control them too. We can control them because we are ourselves and who we are, you know. We have that, you know what I mean? So,
yeah.
You know, the main thing is that we can control things before they happen, you know. Just the same as that you were, if you were going to get in a bad accident or something, and something can tell you before it does happen, and you can, you know, you can feel that. Yeah. So it's your, definitely, yes. You know, and... you know, if you want to call it your Holy Spirit or what it is that your spirit guides that protect you, you know, and they could protect us from these extraterrestrials as well, you know, from the bad ones. And I do believe there's good ones and there's bad extraterrestrials. And, you know, and that's where they're coming down here. They're just trying to figure us out, just like we're trying to figure them out, you know. And... they're always going to be covered up. Something's always going to be covered up with something. But we know what's the truth, what we've seen, what we witnessed, you know. And we bring it to that. I mean, we, you know, we let other people know, just like the callers out there tonight, that if you have an experience that's the same as what all of us, you know, me, Roy, and Adrian, that you know what's, that you have witnessed other things out there too, you know, don't feel crazy, you know, and speak it out and let us know what you, you know, if you need help through things, if you are being, you know, attacked by whatever it is out there, forces or whatever, even extraterrestrials. So what's your thoughts, Adrian, on the Chupacabra? You mind if we bring that up, the Chupacabra alien? What's your mind's on? What do you know about that?
Well, it's very interesting to bring it up. I saw an animal look like a chupacabra.
Wow.
And it looked like its face was deformed and it had claws.
Huh.
And it looked like a giant rat.
Like a giant rat. Wow.
It has spikes that come in out of the back. But it has claws, and it can climb up trees.
Oh, yeah.
I don't know. It's really weird looking. Formed.
That's why they call them the goat bloodsuckers. They're called the bloodsuckers.
Yeah.
Yeah, because down in Mexico and Texas down there, they were, I've done a lot of research on the chupacabra. The chupacabra, and I really wanted to find out more about it. But it was down in Mexico, that's when they witnessed this this beast or alien or whatever you want to call it. But it was killing a lot of livestock, many goats and small livestock animals were deceased. I mean, they were, blood was sucked. It was just, you know what I mean? Like, the organs were still in, but the blood was out of them, and it's, but they witnessed this creature, and they're still trying. They're still trying to figure it out, and I think there's more than one, there could be more than one chupacabra out there, you know, because what it's doing is it's breeding, you know. If there's a female male, they're going to breed, you know. Or maybe they might even not have to have a female. They just breed. You know what I'm saying? Because keep going and keep making more and more, you know. And whatever these creatures. Yeah. And I was also talking about it last night. I'm sorry about that. I was bringing up a subject last night. This is interesting, okay. I was bringing up these creatures that has been distinct for millions and millions of years, okay, and they're still roaming the earth. Now, down in the Amazon of Central America, South America, Mexico, and those areas down there, even around, even up in Asia and those places like that, they've been catching, or, you know, even in the seas, in the ocean, they've been catching creatures, these monsters, that has been distinct for millions of years. Okay, these creatures, they have hands like us but claws, okay, but they're more of dinosaur, if you say they will, reptilians, you know. There's all kinds of different things. If you ever go on and Google it, look on, you know, on these creatures that, you know, and they do show them on there, you know. There's different websites you can go on. But I still believe that, like Loch Ness Monster, I do believe there's something that still exists. You know, there's these creatures that still exist, these prehistoric beasts. And they haven't gone away, you know, because I believe they keep migrating. They keep, you know what I mean? They're being empty. They keep going. They keep going. So... So that's why we have so many different sightings of all these different creatures. And also they're talking about the mammoth of all these different creatures that have been distinct. They want to bring them back again, okay, with their DNA. They want to bring them back on Earth again. What's your thoughts about that, Adrian? Do you think they should bring them back on Earth?
Oh, yeah, most definitely. You know, it also reminds me of the movie you remember the movie, the old movie, The Sand Fairy?
Uh-huh.
Where that creature comes out from the sand?
Yeah.
I believe there's terrestrials out there like that, too, as well.
You do believe in that, then? Yeah.
And also,
I
do believe in that there are such things as genies.
Yes. Yes. Definitely,
I saw this entity, and it looked like a djinn. It had horns, and it had a necklace, like an amulet, around its neck.
Huh.
But it wasn't a demon. It was a djinn.
Interesting.
It was definitely, it was definitely alien. I know that. I mean, not alien, but it was a genie.
Huh. Wow, that's something else. That is something else.
It was on my call. Yeah. On YouTube, you'll hear a guy talk about genies. They live underneath the earth, like gargoyles.
Yeah, uh-huh.
That's really interesting.
Yeah, I do believe that, I think TAPS, Ghost Hunters, they went to Europe down in, I believe it was Ireland or somewhere. And they were trying to find gargoyles, and you're talking about trolls and stuff like that. But they were, they went down there and they actually had discovered these things. They actually had videotaped them and stuff. But you know, there's all kinds of things out there. There is, and anybody out there, or the whole world, yes, and anybody. Experiences, because we want to hear about it. And if you want to call in tonight, you know, we have, you know, you have open lines on that, because we want to find out, you know.
What's your thoughts on genies?
On genies?
Yeah.
I do believe that there was, you know, that there is somewhat, you know, they still practice the genie stuff, you know. You know, it's very possible. It's very possible. You know, anything to me is very possible.
You think it happened?
Yeah. And there's
like
just
the,
so much
like
out there.
Fairy.
There's
yeah.
out there that we just don't even know. Yeah, there is. And you know, and I'd like you know, and we're curious. You know, we're human. We're curious to find out what's out there. You know, we want to go out and go look. And you know, not everybody, because you know, some people just want to go on with their everyday lives and just you know, okay, you know. But there's people out there that like to go find these things, you know. They like to go find, you know, talk to voices beyond the grave and find extraterrestrials and UFOs and stuff. But some people just get the heebie-jeebies scared out and they don't want to really do that, you know. And it's never really bothered me. I enjoy it, you know. I enjoy the supernatural stuff, you know, because it's just more information that we could talk about, that we could bring out there, you know, and what's beyond us, you know. And there's more than what we think there is. There is, you know. Oh, there really is.
There's worlds out there.
Yes. There's angels, there's demons, there's all kinds of things out there. Different forces out there, and extraterrestrials, and, you know, whatever is out there roaming the earth. These creatures. Now, the reptilians, you were talking about reptilians, okay? Do you know Jesse Ventura? Anybody has ever heard of Jesse Ventura, conspiracy theory? Okay, very interesting. He cannot do that anymore, but very interesting, okay? You can still go on YouTube, look up Jesse Ventura, conspiracy theory. He'll talk about things, which I'm not going to talk about because I'm not going to get personal, you know, that I was talking about before. You know, about things. But he'll talk about the reptilians, and he'll tell you who he believes is reptilians, okay? Who he believes. He knows a lot of information. So, you know,
wow.
I'll just leave it. You know, he knows a lot of information. Yeah. He knows what's going on. So the main thing is that, yeah. You know, we can leave it to that. So... But reptilians? Oh, yeah, I believe they exist. I believe they exist. You know. What's your thoughts about reptilians, Adrian?
Well, I believe we all have what they call a reptilian brain.
Uh-huh.
So we definitely have that connection with the reptilians.
And with that
reptilian brain, I believe that a lot of that has a lot to do with our programming.
Yeah. Now, what about like the facial changes, the eyes, and everything? Because they, you know, and I have discovered this, that their eyes turn into like eyes, reptilians, you know, reptile eyes.
Yeah.
Okay. So, somebody talking to the microphone there. Somebody, I could tell this for sure. John, are you there? Oh, John's still not there. Okay. All right, Roy, are you still there?
Yes, I'm here.
Oh, okay. What would you like to talk about? I didn't mean to, you know, we're not leaving you out or nothing. What would you like to talk about?
Well, I wanted to say something out of the ordinary happened with me and. We were on the cell phone together, and my friend Staples was talking at the same time as Dad was talking, and I don't have three-way calling on my phone, so I don't even know how he even got on our phone on the line. That was
really extraordinary. Well, are you sure that was his voice? Are you sure that was really him?
That was really him, yeah.
It was him.
And we've never had that anything happen like that for a long time.
Oh, wow. Because,
you
know, depends on what kind of forces it is, but that voices that are spirits or other forces out there that can take over our voice. You know what I'm saying? And that's happened. So many things that can, you know, of all this different stuff that's going on, you know, and, you know, as we're talking about government technology and all kinds of things. And, you know, there is many things out there, you know. But the main thing is that that's why we try to, and myself, I'm always out looking up in the stars, looking up in the universe, trying to search, you know, looking around for, you know, sightings of UFOs. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Well, it's always fascinating to me. It always is. And I used to be fascinating in the ghosts and hauntings, you know, doing paranormal investigating. Because, you know, I had friends here in Colorado and Canyon City, Colorado, that I used to go in the ghost team with them. I was in the paranormal team with them. And we had all the bells and whistles. I mean, we had all kinds of stuff, you know. They even had the news, you know, for these guys, too. You know, I mean, you name it, you know, they're a pretty big team, you know. But, you know, I kind of, my wife didn't really want to mess with, you know, anymore as much. But we're still, you know, we still like to, you know, find out more information. You know what I mean? And we're always curious. We're always curious, no matter what. So that's just, you know, who we are. We're curious earthlings, you know.
We are.
Yeah.
But we can change things, too.
Yes, we can. Yes, we can.
Like,
just like
we have a power.
Yeah, just like I was talking about the gentleman, young man that called me yesterday, Detroit, and he was telling me that, you know, I was telling him actually that kindness, when we be kind in this world and we're kind to it, that Mother Earth is going to be kind to us. The Earth is going to be kind to us. Because everything around us is energy, everything. You know, the plant, the Earth, everything around us is energy. Okay, so we have to be kind to it, you know, very kind to it, to our oceans, to our rivers, to our lakes, be kind to it and treat it good, you know. And that's the main thing is how, you know, it's just like of us. If we treat somebody nice, then we're getting treated nice, you know what I mean? So we're bringing that energy. That's that positive energy from us, you know. And I think some of these UFOs, some of these extraterrestrials, I think that they want to help us. They want to help us. You know what I mean?
That's
because
true,
they do. What we're going through this Earth, yeah, and all the changes and everything that's going on too. You know, so we need to take the positive over the negative. You know. And no matter how bad our economy is, and no matter bad how they say everything's going bad, and you know, and this has gone bad, and that's gone bad, don't listen to it. Don't listen to it. You know, go to your higher source. Go to, you know, if you believe in God, then have faith and have prayer and ask God to help you. You know, when you need that. You know, and with His love, He will. You know, definitely. He'll definitely help you. Because, you know, we're all somewhat going through all kinds of things, okay? But this is all part of what's going to happen, okay? Are you still there? Adrian?
Yeah.
Okay. You know, and it's all part of the revelation because so many changes are happening right now, okay? Others believe, you know, they believe in the Antichrist and all these things that's going to happen. I do believe that these things are just, they're being established. You know, like I was talking about this before. So we have to be spiritually ready. And I say spiritually ready is the mean to change our lives, change ourselves. And anybody out there that's going through hard times right now, I know this is, we're changing way over the subject here, but anybody going through hard times, thinking of, you know, whatever, you know, my life is not going nowhere, depression, suicide, whatever it is, just remember that, you know, that you have a God who cares for you, got a God that loves you. So, you know, just look up on the bright side. Look up that your life is going to get better. It is going to get better because God's going to make it better. We can't do things on our own. You know what I'm saying? So the next thing is that be thankful, have gratitude, you know, of what you have, you know, and your health, too, as well. You know, because that's what makes the positive in this world go around, you know. And, you know, the world should be a positive place, not a negative place, but positive, you know, with the positive energy. So, and I do believe in that positive energy, we also make our, make everything beautiful around us. You know what I'm saying? Or we can make the earth look beautiful, you know. So, it's, you know, it's how we treat the earth and how we treat ourselves and everything. So, you know. So, what would you like to bring other things up, Adrian? What do you want, would you like to bring up?
What did you think of the movie Titanic? What's your thoughts on Titanic?
Titanic, okay, Titanic. Very interesting movie that they had, you know, they created this, you know. Leonardo DiCaprio, I believe that was the young man that, it was pretty sad that what happened. You know, many lives that got lost, and but you know, everything has its reason. You know, but mm-hmm. it's just one of those things. It's that can happen. You know, anything that can happen. You know, yeah. You know, that's, you know, my thoughts on that.
You think it has something to do with? Do you think it has something to do with the Bermuda Triangle?
Well, it's a possibility about that, the Bermuda Triangle. Since you had brought that up, you know, that's interesting. You brought that up, and I was just going to talk about that too. But you know, that energy could have been, or whatever it was, yeah. Could anything could have happened with that? You know, yeah. You know, possible. It's possible. You know, I'm 100% for sure, though. You know, but
yeah.
What's your thought to the Bermuda Triangle?
Well, I feel like the Bermuda Triangle has a lot of power.
Before we go on to the next subject, let's go ahead and invite one. We have a new caller from the 210 area. You're on there. Hello, 210.
Hi, Roy. Adrian.
Oh, hi. How you doing,
Hi.
Kelly?
I'm doing great. Hi. I just wanted.
Just want to let you know we have my older son Ritzy on with us tonight. Ritzy, you wanna?
You headed, Kelly?
It's in Texas.
How are you doing? Yes.
Well, thank you, Rick. Thank you, Roy, for... I was so curious who is the caller and the purpose I accepted your gracious invitation to call in. And I was just thinking about any potential listeners who may be feeling sad on a Saturday night. And I was so curious, who is the guest speaker? So this is your eldest son, Rich?
Yes.
Wow. So, hi, Rick.
Do you want to know a little bit about yourself? Let's see, about me? Yeah, I'm their second, their first oldest son. Their second. My other brother, he just had a tragic death not too long ago. He committed suicide. But this happened a couple of years ago in Montana. But he's still going through some things, you know. But I'm the second oldest son, the main thing is that I have a very high connection with God, Jesus Christ,
Rick,
you know. So,
Rick, you have a beautiful voice and an exceptional presence, and I just like to say that for sure. And I understand the tragedy with your eldest, your older brother, and your father.
Yeah.
And Adrian mentioned that to me, and that's huge. And
yeah,
I'm sorry for your loss.
Well, thank you. You know, it's just something that we keep our prayers with and have our faith with to get the strength and to keep going and knowing that God is still holding us up even through this tragedy. You know, that knowing that He still loves us. That his name was Dustin, a brother named Dustin, and. He was very kind and loving. He was just, one of those things, that we kept praying for him, But, sometimes it's just, you can only do so much, And I know that...
Well, thank you for honoring his spirit tonight with your father, with your brother Adrian, and now having, now I know who this grand speaker is. This is great, so... Anyway.
Oh, you're welcome.
Yeah. So, thanks. I didn't think that your father would...
How are you, Joe?
I'm good. Did Adrian ask how am I doing?
Yeah, it's Adrian.
Hi. Yeah, I'm great. I especially, I think you and your dad just, making contact with both of you outside of the radio program. I think that, I hopefully it's like the budding of a new friendship, hopefully. So that's how I view it, our experience. And God has everything to do with it, I'm sure. So, as Rick
Oh, yes. Yeah. Yeah.
So I didn't mean to interrupt. I please continue, Rick, as you were talking. Or, I don't know.
Let's see. I just want to let you know that, I want you to say a prayer for Callie. Me and Adrian have been working closely with her, and I just want to open up some spiritual energy for her, what she's been experiencing in her lifetime to make things go a little bit smoother. Would you be willing to do that, Richard?
Yes, I can. I definitely can. Who's Sally? Is this Sally that I'm talking to?
I'm Kelly, not Sally.
Sorry.
But Sally's an interesting name,
sorry.
Because I was engaged to someone who he went back to Sally. So, that's funny. So, anyway, I'm Kelly.
Kelly. Okay, Kelly. I'm sorry. And you need some spiritual prayer, did you say you need spiritual prayer?
Your father apparently thinks that would be helpful. I didn't call in for this.
Oh,
I really am. I'm open.
We just want to share that with you, Kelly.
Okay. And Roy, it's interesting because I thought on a Saturday night, I know I've been a listener, and sometimes I was thinking, who is this person speaking? And I didn't think that you'd put me, on the air like this. But it's so wonderful to know that it's now your oldest son or second. Yeah. And you have
We just want
Pardon
to,
me?
You know, spread that, you know, unconditional love, you know, to all our followers and listeners that are out there.
Yes, and the one thing that I would like to say to any listeners that are feeling down and out, because I think I know firsthand what it feels like. We laughed about this, Roy, you know, being on the edge or something, but it's really not any laughing matter. And so I've been studying counseling, and I've been studying how to get people out of grief and how to get them unstuck and that sort of thing. So, but I just wanted to, you know, offer hope to others that are listening. And so I'm very grateful that Adrian suggested that I perhaps call in tonight. So anyway, I will let all of you get back to your show.
I just want to mention, Kelly,
okay,
that since we've been talking about my friend Reed,
yes,
he just sent me a text message.
Wow.
He wanted to tell me that he has been through a huge spiritual transformation. And since I've been talking to you, we've been activating a lot of new things that are happening right now. So I'm starting to see how your energy has been affecting a lot of the people that we've come in contact with.
Oh, Adrian, that makes me want to shed a tear. I'm very moved by that, because it's actually, you know, your energy with your father, too, that has helped with me as well. So
that's
how.
Yeah.
Before we get started on the next talk, you want to go ahead and share that prayer with them?
Yeah, I can have a prayer. Kelly, is that Kelly, right?
Yes.
What's going on that you would, you know, what's going on what you want to have prayer for most right now?
I'd rather your father and your brother, they both know, but I'd rather keep it kind of generic. I mean, I feel as though I've been blessed a lot, and, anything
okay.
that the callers can kind of, anyone kind of listening in, if, when I looked at Blog Talk Radio Spirituality, you're at the top of the, right now, this is like the number one show or something.
Yeah.
So there are a lot of listeners and something
okay.
that everyone could potentially relate to. That would be my desire, my wish.
Okay. Well, let's have a prayer for you here, Kelly. Father, we come tonight for you, for your child, Kelly, that, Father, that whatever she's trying to get closer to you and whatever it is, Father, that, you know, that you know about her, that you want to help her through, Father, that you know, Father, that you know her more than how any of us know her as you created her. And, Father, we ask to please send these blessings upon her with joy and peace and love and more light into her life and Father, to bring your spirit inside of her and to fill her up with your light and your unconditional love, Father. And for more peace and financial or whatever it is, Father, to guide her to you closer, Father. And until she makes it to your kingdom, Father, we and your Son, Jesus Christ, we ask to shine your light upon her, to help her, whatever that she's going through. And we thank you. And we say this in the name of thy Son, Jesus Christ. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Thank you.
Rick, you have a very powerful voice. And I understand, according to Roy, that he said Adrian wanted to have a show, and I'm so glad that Adrian wanted to have a radio show.
Well,
so,
thank you. Thank you, Kelly.
I'd like
That's
to just offer hope time. To... You know, people listening, and you know, now it's great. Everybody understands. You know, these family, this is great. I thought, who is this friend speaker?
Anytime, Kelly, that you want to call and have prayer, just call up, because you know we're going against the enemy here. You know, and this
yeah.
for us, we want to win over the enemy. We want to conquer him. So
basically that any time you need prayer, give us a call, Friday, Saturday, Sunday. We'll give you prayer. You know, we'll keep it strong for you, And I know that God's going to keep you stronger, All of us, we're all going through something, and we'll get through this,
So, well, I'm gonna continue to listen in and offer support to the show. I think anyone listening who may feel a little bit like they're, Rick, have a strong voice. You mentioned a wife. If you have this strong, beautiful kind of system, I think a lot of people are kind of suffering and not so strong. And I know I have a few blessings, and I'm very grateful for those blessings. I think I can identify a little bit with people who are. Go ahead, Roy. What?
I want to share something with you. When you came on the air, you must have brought some energy with you because, like, two or three other callers lined up right behind you.
Okay. Well, I'm going to hang up and let them talk, all right? So thank you, Roy. Thank you, Adrian, Rick. Very nice to meet you.
You're welcome. Okay, you're nice to meet you.
You're so welcome, and you have a wonderful night.
Okay, you too. I'm going to keep listening, all right? So.
God bless.
Okay.
You're welcome.
God bless you. All right. Your family. Bye-bye.
You too. Thank you.
Okay. Let's go ahead with the next caller now. Let's go ahead and invite the caller from the 513 area. You're on the air.
Hi. I'm actually the 7601, but I tried pushing 1 and I couldn't get in again.
Oh.
And I was wanting to get in on a couple of things that you guys are talking about, so I was like pushing one.
that can happen. It happens to a lot of people. Well, I'm glad you're on. What's on your mind?
When you guys are talking about just like the Bigfoot and like people being possessed and stuff, I had a couple of questions I had. And they all dropped every time you guys moved on to the next conversation. Each one went away, so I was like, oh, man. But I wanted to see, I don't know, I haven't really searched to look to see if anywhere else, if there was, on the reservation, in the back of the hills, they call it a pan man. And a lot of elders have seen it, and they say it looks like half horse, half man, but it's really short, and it's covered with, like, a dark green, like, moss-looking stuff, hairy and green, and it smells really bad. And I was wanting to see if that was anywhere else also, because I know, like, my great-aunt and my mom, they used to go back there and drive back there, and they end up, their cars, all the lights and stuff started going crazy. And then the car just shut off, and they started smelling something really rotten, like ugly smelling. And then that's when they ended up seeing it. They had heard, like, elders from before them talk about it and never really believed in it. But when they went back there, they ended up seeing it because the car shut down, and it circled their car, and it stomped on the hood. And then after a while, it just ended up going away, and the car started all up by itself again. So I wanted to know, like, have you ever heard of something like that before? Or?
Oh, wow. So are you asking, is this something extraterrestrial, or is this something that you've seen that was like a creature of some sort?
Yeah, because I haven't heard anybody else really talk about it and never asked anybody else. And
what are you in, ma'am? I'm sorry. What state are you in?
In California.
California, okay. Now, boy, that's interesting. That's very interesting.
Yeah, it's in the, because I don't know if you know what Palm Springs is. We're close to Palm Springs, and it's the Mojave Indian Reservation, and the back of the hill goes really far back. And there's a lot of stories about, like, seeing creatures back there. And my cousins and I went back there just to go take their quads, and they end up staying back that way until late night, and they had the teenagers and the little kids with them, and they seen something bouncing around in the bushes, and it was really dark, and it scared the heck
caller,
out of their butt.
Caller from the 513 area, for some reason your voice is really breaking up. Is it the phone that you're using, or are you on a...
Yeah, probably, because I'm the 76012, because this phone, it breaks the one I'm talking right now, it breaks up. So is it breaking up?
Oh, okay.
Yeah,
I can hear
breaking up.
Yeah, breaking up.
Can you hear okay on your end, Ritty?
It's staticky. It's breaking up too.
Oh, do you want to switch over to the 760 number?
Well,
yeah. If you could switch phones, that would be great.
Yeah, I'm the 760 number on your switchboard.
Okay, I'm gonna switch over to the 760.
Okay.
Are you there?
Yeah.
Okay, we could hear you better with that phone.
Oh yeah, it's because I was trying to get on this one and it wasn't going through.
I had a hard time hearing you about some of the stuff, but I somewhat heard you about what you're talking about. But so you said this thing. Okay, what did it look like exactly? Can you tell me one more time? I'm sorry.
They say it's okay. It's right. They say it looks like it's half man, half horse. But the whole thing is filled with dark, really hairy, dark green, and it smells really bad. And it's not as tall as a horse or big. It's shorter, they say. But
okay.
It smells really bad. And when it comes,
I've never seen anything like that before. Not out here in. I live out here in UFO land in Pueblo, Colorado, out here. But I've never seen anything like that. I'll look it up on Google, and I want to look at.
Yeah,
this
I don't
place.
Know if the name is that man, or if you know the elders long time ago from the reservation gave it that name. So I'm not sure. But quite a few people have seen it.
Are you Native
American?
Yeah.
Yes.
Oh, okay. So you live out in the reservation then.
Yeah, we were raised on the reservation, but I moved to town.
I got you with this, and yeah, there have been a lot of sightings in California and Arizona, because I lived down in Arizona as well, and a lot of the Navajo Nation had seen different things out there, too, especially like those, what do they call those, skinwalkers, they call them? I do believe that's what they are.
Yeah.
They're like skinwalkers. Yeah, they had talked a lot about them. And
yeah, they do. My aunt's from that way, so she knows a lot about that, too.
And it might be some kind of a curse out there, too. You know, it could have been maybe distant ancestors that might have left some kind of a curse or something out there. You know, like something that they left out there, like energies. So whatever it is out there, it's possible because, you know, the skinwalkers, they can change in different forms. My wife seen a wolf one time come in her room. It was glowing red eyes. And she believes it was a skinwalker.
Oh,
so,
wow.
Change different forms, and whatever they want to change into, they could change. These skinwalkers can go from anything. And what they are, they look go ahead there, Dan. Go ahead, Roy.
There's shapeshifters.
Shapeshifters, okay. That's a good, shapeshifters. They call them skinwalkers, and I don't know what they call them there, because I had a lot of friends with the Navajo, so... They told me a lot.
Yeah, they said my grandpa, he said he was a shapeshifter, that he used to shapeshift into a bear.
Mm-hmm.
I've never seen that.
That's something you might have seen. That's something you might have witnessed as a shapeshifter, a skinwalker, you know, or whatever you'd like to call it. But, you know, but something, that land is cursed or something. Something after that land is, something's going on with it, you know.
Yeah, because it's in the back that way. It's in the real back, and in the back it's all mountain. There's nothing else behind it.
Yeah.
You know,
I
want to share something real quick. Like my son-in-law was claiming that one night he was driving down the road, and he noticed on the side of him there was some
like a looked like a man and half animal or something was running alongside his vehicle, and the faster he drove down the road, the faster it kept up right with him. I just wanted to hear that with me.
Yeah, my husband had his brother-in-law was driving, he drives diesels, and he was driving down this one street that no diesel, people that drive diesels like to drive down, because I guess there's a spirit of a girl, and you'll look in the mirror and she'll be in the back seat. And when he was going down that road, he was praying. He had his rosary in his hand. He had a rosary on his neck, and he was praying and praying. And when he was going, he looked in the rearview mirror, and it was like she was holding on to the window, and her body was like, you know, like if somebody was holding on, and the air is making the body lift up.
Oh, yes.
And so it freaked him out.
Yeah.
He slammed on the brakes, and he closed his eyes, and he was praying and praying, and he opened his eyes, and it was gone. He never took that route again.
Well, see, you know, like I say, that, you know, these, you know, this, what you've seen, you know, this shapeshifter, the skinwalker, that you've seen.
Yeah, my mom and them, they've seen it. I haven't seen it.
Yeah, they, you know, they can just, you know, like I say, that they, you know, pray to the Creator and have them, you know, if it's a evil entity or something that's there, you know, pray to your Creator, you know, and use some white sage or something, and, you know, pray to the Creator, because
what they do. They'll like bless it back there and stuff like that.
Yes, you know, and you know who, you know, your Creator, and he's there, you know, he's there, and. That's very interesting. I'll have to look that up, too, on that, especially for these shapeshifters, you know, these skinwalkers, because I've had many people, especially I live down in Arizona and New Mexico, they have talked about them, and they were Native American cultures, and they talked about them, you know, and they had said, they told me that, because I have a lot of friends that are, you know, Hopi and Navajo and, you know, Apache, and they had told me about these things, and they said, yeah, these things are real. We've seen them. And also, man's turned into wolf. They turn into a wolf. And I was like, oh, wow. You know. And that did.
Yeah,
and that can happen.
They said my grandpa was able to turn into a bear. But, I mean, I never went when I was young and asked him to do it. I just heard the stories about it.
Yeah.
And
well,
my cousin, go ahead.
Oh, I was just going to say that, you know, the Native American culture is beautiful. It is beautiful. Just any of my friends, but there is so much out there, like you say, that there's so much out there that's roaming the lands, you know, the deserts and stuff. And these creatures are roaming, you know, whatever forces is out there. But we have many forces, different kinds.
Yeah.
What do you think of extraterrestrials?
Oh, I believe in that. I really believe in that.
Have you ever seen
it? It was crazy that you guys started. I haven't. But it was crazy that you guys started talking about that, because 3 weeks ago, my husband got a call from his sister, and she was like all hyped up. And she was like, oh, my gosh, you'll never guess what happened. She was in Mexico. And she said that this big circle, aluminum thing just was right over their house and went slowly, and you couldn't even hear a thing. She said it was so silent. And her son was a couple blocks down, and her son and his friends were outside drinking, and he dropped his beer and just looked up, and they were staring at it, and they hear it up, and he called his mom, and he was telling her to look outside, and she said she was looking at it, and that it just went whoop and flew up and just was gone.
Oh, they're very
fast.
And
I was like, I couldn't believe that. I was like, no way. I was like, no way. I mean, I hear stories on TV, but I've never actually known no one to see anything.
Yeah. I live out in Pueblo, Colorado, but I live out in the prairie. We live out in the middle of nowhere out in the prairie. So we're quite a bit of a ways from the city. But I call this UFO land out here, because
Does it happen a lot out that way because it's nothing?
It's pretty much, for a while, you have to drive 35, 40 miles, just, you know, maybe 35 miles to get to, into the city.
Yeah.
But, you know, just south of Pueblo. But this is a good area. To, and I don't know, you live out in the desert area? Do you live out, you know, away from civilization?
I did live out in the desert in towards Palm Springs, so that's where my reservation's from. But
okay.
I live right now in town. Right now I live in town. But I also know this guy who lives out in Desert Hot Springs, is by Palm Springs. And
yeah.
He said that him and his girlfriend went to the back of the mountains because they're, like, barely going out and stuff like that. And they went out there just to relax and who knows what else. And he said that out of nowhere that he looked up and he looked ahead of him and he seen a flying saucer. And I was like, no. And he said, and he was like, I swear to God, that his girlfriend started freaking out. And when he got back to when the AT got here up and turned the car on, and he said it was just floating, like hovering there, and there was no sound to it. And it was all like silver, I guess, I don't know, silver, you would say, or, you know, the color of it all around. And he hurried up, threw his car into reverse, took off. And the time ended up being way later than he remembered. And ever since that day, he's gotten really vivid dreams, and he even started drawing them. And he draws, like, crazy-looking, like, mechanical things with somebody laying on the bed, and his wife won't even talk about it. And as soon as he tries to bring it up to talk, she, like, starts going to, like, an anxiety attack.
I hear you, man. Yeah, I hear you because, you know, that kind of stuff is, you know, once you see it and you witness it, you know, you think people are going to think you're crazy, but it's not
true.
Yeah,
I know. And I was surprised he was telling me that but he knew I believed in it, so that's why I think he told me.
Well, look how much universe we have out there from Mother Earth. Okay.
Exactly.
We're talking about the Earth, about respecting it, respecting the Earth, respecting Mother Earth, because this is a beautiful Earth we have. The plants, the trees, the animals. We should respect it. But, you know, but this is a big, huge universe, and there's all kinds of things out there. I mean, there's all kinds, you know, of, let's say, UFOs and energy out there. And this is how this whole world is energy. Everything around us is energy. And so, you know, you're definitely not crazy for telling us about this. Well, I appreciate you telling us about this tonight. This is interesting.
Oh, thank you. I was, like, surprised I got to hear the show and talk about it.
Yeah.
And I was going to ask, like Ouija boards. I know on TV I see a lot of people say, you know, the Ouija board worked for them and stuff like that. And I wanted to see if, you know, you thought it was real or what? Because when I was younger, I was around 14, 15, I bought a Ouija board and I went, and my dad owned a trailer park, and I went to a trailer around 8 o'clock at night and I tried using it, but it didn't work for me. And so I put it in one of my dad's old cars, tucked it all the way under the seat, and the next morning it was missing, so I went and bought another one. The same thing happened to that one, and it ended up missing, and so every time I bought one, it would come up missing. So it never really worked for me. So I wanted to know, like, did you guys really think that it works, or?
Well, you know, go ahead. What's your thoughts on that?
Main thing is, I think one of the reasons you kept come up missing because your guys didn't want you to be exposed to that energy.
That's what I was feeling, too.
Yeah.
Yeah.
The main thing is, you know, Ouija boards are not something to play with. You could start opening up portholes, and a lot of unwanted spirits come through, and even some demons come through. And so it's not something, you know, it's recommended, you know, for anybody to play with. But it was
after the third time, after the third time it being gone, I just stopped buying it. Because that's what I had a feeling, that somebody didn't want me messing with it.
Yeah.
You know, and I was just going to say, because I've tried them too. I've tried the Ouija board too when I was younger. And, I'm just about 40 years old here in a few months. But, when I was younger, I used to try, with my friends and wasn't thinking much of it. But a woman that I knew, she got attacked by an evil spirit, by a demon attacked her. And it tried to attach to her, tried to possess her. And so she had let this thing go because it actually had trying to choke her too, the spirit. And trying to hurt her. And we have never messed with it ever since that time. I left it alone. Because just saying, we're opening up things when we're messing with this kind of stuff. We're not calling on our creator or spirit guide.
I was so young, I didn't know to call on protection. I was always interested. Like, my family were Native Americans, so we believe in all that stuff, and I was so interested in it. And I went
It's curiosity, and no matter what, we're only human, and we want to have curiosity. And, just like as I was a paranormal investigator, me and my wife, we used to go hunt hauntings. For quite a few years I did in different places and haunted places and going to cemeteries.
Oh, I'm not going on that.
No. Even out towards reservations we did. And I just had too much problems. These spirits were following me, these demonic,
Really?
Yeah, they were following us around. They were following us. So I had to call upon my curator, of God, and to cast them out,
away
and bless us and cleanse us, because after that we had to be cleansed, from these evil spirits. Because they'll follow you once you start messing with things and you open up portals that you don't know about. They'll start following you. So that's why it's, good to listen to your spiritual guides. If you have spiritual guides protecting you, if they're angels or whatever ancestors that is protecting you, your creator, that he'll protect you and watch over you. And that's who we really should look up to, most people think it's just a toy, like the Ouija board's just a toy. It's just something to have fun to play on. And it's not. It's for real. I mean, this stuff is for real.
My stepmom, she would not allow me to bring it in the house, so that's why I would hide it in the old junk cars outside and stuff.
She felt evil from it. That's what she was doing. She tried to join her protection. You felt evil. And I'm sure that you feel, there's something going on here. Maybe I shouldn't. You want answers. If you want answers, talk to your creator, and pray. Ask God to reveal your answers, and you'll get your answer.
Yeah, that's what I do.
Yeah, that's great. That's great. Or if you believe in the Son Jesus Christ, the Son of God,
Yes.
He. What's your thoughts about him?
I believe in him. Way you guys were praying and that's how you ended it, in the name of Jesus. That's the same way I do it. I was raised Catholic. I went to catechism, but my stepmom was Christian, so we went to Christian school, and a lady came to my house that was a paranormal witness, a Jehovah witness, and I studied the Bible with her for 3 years, but didn't really catch on, and church isn't really my kind of thing, the Bible and stuff, but I still pray to God and Jesus also and Mother Mary.
That's great. But he's there. You know that he's there.
Yeah.
He cares for you and loves you. And no matter what, we make mistakes no matter who we are or what we are, no matter what race we are, but we should love one another. That's the main thing. That's what makes Mother Earth go. That's how Mother Earth gets positive with love. It's about loving and caring for one another. And no matter who we are or what we are, this is to help one another. Yeah. Because we're coming down to that time where the enemy is going to start taking over. He wants to take over, And the main thing is that God, he's going to win. He is winning, But his army, he needs his army. And that's,
Yes.
The main thing is, would you want any prayer for anything tonight?
Yeah, I would like some prayer for some healing. I've been, my crystal line in my inner ear are out of place, so a lot of dizziness, and I've been getting a lot of scared and like fear.
Have you been going through a lot of vertigo?
A lot of what?
You say you've been getting a lot of dizziness?
Yeah, because my ex long time ago kicked me in my head, and I guess it knocked the inner, like there's little tiny, look like crystals or something in the inner ear, and they're out of place right now. So I have to start therapy as soon as...
You probably heard my youngest son, Adrian, talking. And he's been going through this for almost 2 months already.
With the dizziness?
My youngest son, Adrian, he's been experiencing a lot of this dizziness for over two months already. Yeah.
Yeah, well, when it first happened, it was like 7 months, and it was bad. But years went by, and I wouldn't bend down fast or look under my bed because I would get dizzy. But it came on again, strong again, for the last month. So I'm just waiting for my referral for my therapy to go through so that way I can go and they put you in certain positions and to put the crystals in the inner ear back in place. But it's just scary having the dizziness. It makes a lot of fear.
Can you think back before you started this, did you have any kind of experience or anything that might have even have caused this to happen?
To re-cause it again?
Before you started getting this dizziness and stuff, can you remember back when this all started, you know, was it after you had an illness? Was it after you had some kind of experience? Could you share that with me?
Well, when it reoccurred again, this is a month ago, I was sick about, I think, a week before, maybe 2 weeks before I was sick with a chest and a cough and stuff.
Right.
And then 2 weeks later, I was in the kitchen cooking, and I got really dizzy and came and sat down. And in the morning, I was still dizzy. And ever since then, I can't really walk and move around my head too much. And the dizziness is, like, still there.
Do you feel it was caused by a virus?
No, because it was... Well, it was 2 weeks after, and when I was sick, I just had some, like you know, you have junk in your chest, the congestion,
right.
And I just had that. I didn't have no earaches or nothing, and it was 2 weeks later, and I was standing in the kitchen, and that's when it happened again. So I don't think it would have been a virus.
The reason I'm asking you these questions is because we're been trying to figure out, you know, what's been causing my son to keep experiencing this, and it's almost like, because this is not the first time I've heard other people talk about it, but there's been a number of people, and I'm just wondering if it's some kind of energy attack.
I've heard a couple of people too. My friend said that her friend was going walking to a meeting or something, a group meeting, or something. I don't know where she was walking. She just fell, and she was dizzy for about 2 months. And the doctors, when she was in the hospital throwing up, and they couldn't figure out why. And I guess it was the energy of something going on. This was like 3 weeks ago, I think. So they
wow.
And then another person said that my friend said that every day she's been getting dizzy a little bit because she feels like the shifting of Earth, the Mother Earth. She's really connected.
So this might even be a part of the polar shift that we're going through on the Earth.
Yeah, I know. I didn't know what mine was from, so I was like, it had scared me, and I was, like, working with my crystals, holding my crystals, so that way I can, like, stay grounded. I didn't know if it was, like, the energy or something, but I went to the ear specialist, and it was mom. The crystals in the ears, they were, sometimes they can just get, like, out of nowhere, get off, they can get out of place.
Yeah.
And,
yeah.
Sometimes
they have to put like a special machine or something where they have to move your head around and with those crystals to fall back into place.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's what they're going to have to do. I'm just waiting for the okay to go in and do it.
Yeah. That's interesting.
Has your son went to the doctor?
He's been to more than one doctor. Been to about 7 different doctors. But they can't put their finger on it and get rid of it.
I was wanting to make sure it was my crystal thing. So I there's another guy. It's called Doug. He also has a blog radio show every Thursdays. He's I don't know if you heard of him. His name's Doug, and he does the medical intuitive only.
Okay.
And
what
I called and I said,
what's his name again?
His name's Doug, and his show, Doug? Yeah, his show's called, I actually put a saving to my screen so that way I can remember what his show was called. I think it's One Light Guide All. I'm not too sure. But he's on every Thursday.
Every Thursday, and his name's Doug?
Yeah, and I just told him I had dizziness. And he said my inner crystal, he told me the same thing the doctor said. So it kind of just confirmed it for me.
Right.
Yeah. So maybe, you know, you can get a hold of him.
I don't know. You know, we don't know what's causing that, but he's been on all these different medications. He's been on antibiotics. He's been on all these things. And they only help just sort of temporary, and then it comes right back.
Oh, wow. Yeah, it sucks. It really does.
Would you have to have an MRI?
They did a quick scan on me, but I guess everything showed okay, so.
And they didn't
everything
show,
was
they didn't meet with anything on the test.
Yeah, nothing showed on the CAT scan, on the scan.
Wow. Yeah, it has to be energetic that's causing this. You know, how could they not catch?
Yeah. What was your name again? What was your name again? I'm sorry.
Oh, my name is Chuika.
Chuika? Okay, my name's Richie. Nice to meet you, Chuika. Yeah.
Richie,
Before we let you go, I can have prayer for you and have a prayer for you and get this negative, you know, this stuff, this sickness out, you know, that you're going through. Because, you know, this is a bad thing you're going through, you know, and this inner ear infection, this thing that's going, because it can make you very sick, you know. And,
I know.
We shouldn't be sick like this, you know. Our bodies shouldn't be sick like this. We should have good energy, you know. And energy just like of God, you know. So would you like me to give you a prayer for this?
Yes, please.
Okay. Okay, let's have prayer right now.
Okay.
Father, our Creator, we ask for you, God, to help Chuika and to bless this negativity that's inside of her, that's holding her back, Father, that we ask that you could cast this out of her by the power of your Holy Spirit. We ask to cast this negativity out by your name, Jesus Christ. We ask if you could please give her better help. And as she wakes up in the morning tomorrow, is she can feel refreshed and she could get back, she'd be whole again, just as she was. Father, we ask to please give her better health than what she is right now, and please bring her up to you, Father, up to your level. Father, we ask for love and peace and happiness to be with her and her family and her reservation, Father, for her people. Father, we ask for love and unconditional love and peace in which you are. Father, we ask to please bring her closer to you and her family. And Father, we ask for that love and that light to be with her. And we say this in the name of thy Son, Jesus Christ. Amen.
Amen.
Okay, amen.
Thank you very much for that.
We're not only sure that for you, but we share with all our callers and listeners out there. We do have one more caller we'd like to, get them. They've been waiting for a while to get on the air. And again, we thank you, Jacob, for joining us tonight, and it was great talking to you.
Thank you. I'm sorry. I paused. I thought you were going to keep talking.
Okay.
Thank you very much for letting me get on.
God bless you, Chica, and your family, too. God bless you. We send our love to you.
Thank you. God bless you, guys. Thank you.
You're welcome. You're welcome. Take care there in the reservation. Thank you.
Let's go ahead with the car from the 808 area. You're on there. Hello.
Hello.
808, you're on the air.
Aloha, thank you. I was just praying with you guys. I didn't push one.
What's your name and where are you from? What state are you from?
My name is Ku'ulelani, and I'm calling from Honolulu, Hawaii.
Wonderful.
Oh. Well, good morning over there in Honolulu.
Yeah, it's good evening.
Good evening. Good evening to you.
What kind of weather are you having over there right now?
I say we're having perfect weather. It's probably about 80 degrees, 75.
Oh, wow. Beautiful. Beautiful tropical
weather.
Yeah,
beautiful.
It is beautiful over there. Very beautiful. Yeah.
Yeah.
And are you a native of Hawaii? I mean,
I'm from Hawaii.
Okay,
yeah, I'm a mix.
Wow.
Okay.
Yeah.
And now, I know there's a lot of spiritual things that happen in Hawaii. Is there anything that you could share with us?
Yeah, I think that the Hawaiian people are definitely very spiritual people, and they traveled before the Vikings did, and nobody really knows where they came from. There's all these conspiracies. But I've had some weird dreams about some extraterrestrial alien princess, like, descendants. But that was just a dream. Should have been a movie, but...
Can you share a dream with us?
Huh?
Can you share a little of your dream with us?
Well, my dream was really weird. What happened was I got kidnapped by it looked like Russian, but not really. They had darker hair, but they had white skin, and they were taller, and they kind of looked like they were in the Matrix, but they had really neon blue eyes, really weird blue. And they were wearing glasses. And I'm like, well, why'd you guys kidnap me? And they pulled down and they showed me their creepy eyes. And they're like, because we're aliens. And we've been coming here for 25,000 years trying to get this DNA of this ancient alien princess that was supposed to create balance by this wedding. But she rebelled and came to Earth and birthed the city of Atlantis and birthed this, had, sonar capabilities and these healing capabilities and pretty much burst the first psychic, interbred with human race. And it was, this weird dream that I had. And so they were trying to rebuild this ancient princess strand by strand. And, they couldn't get it there was like, they had to wait for like the sequence to come along, and somebody had it, and they were like, well, did you ever think that you look the way you look, like after having four kids? There was something about my reproductive organs and the last strand they needed. They were talking about like breaking up the body like water element and going to somewhere else and rebuilding the princess. And I didn't know if I needed a prick of my blood, if I was ever going to see my kids again. And then I kind of put my own light around me, and then I woke up.
Wow. That is amazing.
That is amazing. Wow.
You know, but you know,
creepy,
what,
I
was getting from that dream is, do you believe in past life?
I'm kind of open-minded to it. I think so. I think, I do. Because I have weird dreams about different times.
I was getting visions of Atlantis when you were talking, and they used to do a lot of experimenting back in those times. And I was getting also that you have, some kind of lineage, that, from your family lineage, they were, like royalty back in that time.
Yeah,
and,
that's what they were saying. There was some kind of, like, connections and DNA connection that they needed. And they were looking for me in Russia or something like that. Because I look Russian, because I'm Hawaiian and Russian. But it was a really weird dream. I didn't leave feeling very good.
Yeah.
I'm like, there's got to be a reason why she rebelled against it. You know,
yeah.
I think it was like, her coming together was going to create, like, the biggest bang because everything would be, like, one again, because she wouldn't be herself. She would be into something else, something that she had no choice to become a part of. I don't know.
Yeah,
that
so, and, the main thing is, our dreams are, a lot of people think, well, dreams are just dreams, but actually, they're not. They're more real than the reality that we live in now. The astral world is very real. And a lot of messages, come from our dreams. And we just have to be receptive to that and listen to the messages, that come from our dreams.
Yeah, and if you listen to, like, Hawaiian culture and, like, every other culture, or you watch the History Channel, they always talk about, they refer back to, like, having extraterrestrial, like, there's a god that comes in on the clouds and blah, 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 and angels and stuff like that. So, I mean, yeah, subconsciously it could also, like, you could absorb a lot of stuff and then it can all link together in your subconscious through past lives experience and through this life and through... I heard about, like, DNA memory, like the cell molecules itself never really forget whatever makes who you are, whatever descendant that you're from, you still have that code.
Wow.
I don't know, but who knows? But that's my I think that Hawaiian people are definitely very spiritual people. And there's a lot of, like, there's a lot of healing. Like, I can witness to a lot of different kinds of healing that they can do just by touching and praying. It's amazing.
And that's amazing because during those past lives, there was not only Atlantis, but there was what they called Lemuria. And a lot of the ancestors that came from Lemuria migrated into Hawaii, and into those areas, because this was when this was before the time before all the oceans were here and they separated the lands, and that's why we have these oceans to separate. After the flooding, it caused the earth to shift and for all the islands to separate. you know, and that's why we had the different continents back. But Hawaii was part of Lemuria at that time. Yeah. Just wanted to share that with you.
That's awesome. Well, thank you, guys. And thanks for all the prayers that you're sharing, and I appreciate it. And much blessings and aloha to you guys.
Thank you. Well, thank you for, you know, joining us tonight. You're, you know, very interesting lady, and we'd love to go to Hawaii someday. You know, that's one place that we haven't been, and we'd like
to see
that.
Well, you guys got my number, so give me a call if you guys come.
Well, thank you. That's very kind of you.
Take
thank
care.
You. You have a wonderful night. Good night. Good night.
You too.
You
too.
Today.
Yeah, all right. Aloha. Bye.
Let's go ahead, Drifty. We got another caller from, actually, I think that's the same one. I think it's from the 210 area. Well, that's our last caller, wasn't it? 210, is that you, Joey?
Kelly. Hi, Roy. Adrian.
Oh,
and Rick.
Hello.
Hi.
I'm looking at my screen, and now my eyes are getting blurry now.
That's okay. Full circle here with the caller who obviously has hung up now. You know, I was inspired to call in because, Roy, I know you mentioned you have not been to Hawaii. Is that the case? You have not been there?
No.
Yet, right? So I have been there many times. And when she mentioned that somebody with blue eyes, the alien, like their, you know, whether her experience is the extraterrestrials or somebody who's like just, whether they call them Howleys or, you know, here in, I live in Texas, it can be a gringa feeling. So anybody with blue eyes is like the alien. So, you know, I was just trying to do my thing with trying to kind of bridge this ethnicity issue because I'm human and I have blue eyes. I love Hawaii. I've been there many times. And so, you know, it's just a matter of trying to bridge sometimes these racial differences. It's,
you know, what I was getting, she was talking about this dream that she was having. I was thinking of some of the ETs, and one of the races that had blue eyes was the Pleiadians.
Okay, but what I heard was that anybody with blue eyes is like the bad guy, only because that's been my experience in a predominantly a city where I live, and I have blue eyes, and when I show up, people kind of like look at me like I'm not human or something, and I'm very human, I can assure you. So, you know, I don't know, I was just trying to bridge that cultural difference. I don't know if it's possible.
Right. My thing is, there's so many cultures out there and so many different beliefs and stuff. You know, main thing is it's so interesting. You know, where a lot of this information's coming from, and I think somebody with blue eyes isn't
any less human than somebody with brown eyes. You know, it really matters. How do you feel?
Here with you, my grandmother had green eyes. And you would never think, you know, being, Hispanic, but she, our ancestors came from Spain. And she had, you know, light skin and green eyes. And when she was a little girl, she had long blonde hair. I just wanted to share that with you.
So some people, though, feel as though if they have brown eyes, that, you know, They can only trust people with brown eyes. I would assert or suggest or kind of even suggest to the, you know, everybody knows this. I mean, how do they feel in the presence of somebody? That's rather than the color of their eyes, how do they feel when they're in the presence of someone?
And that's just amazing people. Because why, let me ask you this question. Why is it that when we see pictures of Jesus Christ, he always has blue eyes? Why blue eyes?
So thank you for bringing that to the forefront.
I would say because of love and beauty.
Right.
You know, when you see blue eyes, it's just like when you see the blue ocean, okay? See the ocean and it's blue and turquoise blue.
Why are the skies blue?
Yeah, there you go. That's a good point. There you go. And beauty.
So thank you. Right. Thank you both, Rick and Roy. And, you know, I've not met either one of you, but I think, Roy, you may have brown eyes. So for somebody to say something like this and have his son say such a beautiful thing, it's just opening up the portal of humanity to accept, you know, rather than the color of somebody's eyes, what is the energy they're giving to that person? If it's negative and somebody has blue eyes, then I get it. You know, you don't want to be around that person because they're maybe perhaps a negative entity, you know.
Sure.
You know, Richie, I'm sure you could share with her over the years what you've run into, you know, just going into different parts of the United States and, you know, and how people react and, you know, and how you run into people who are, you know, caring and loving and, you know, and, you know, and they're all of all mixed races, you know. I just wanted you to share that.
Yeah, you know, and, I've been to the, you know, parts of the South, the East Coast, and here in the West Coast, and, you know, you have good and you have evil, you know.
Right.
Those who follow God, those who don't follow God.
Exactly.
And I tell people, if you follow God, then you'll have love in your heart. Your heart won't be hardened. Your heart will always be pure. Okay.
Right.
Your heart, your mind, your spirit, everything. You'll be kindness, and you'll want people to be around you a lot more. So the positive energy will always draw people to you. You
right.
know, no matter what people are going through, like you say, there's so many people going through hard times right now and negative times and stuff like that. But, you know, that's the main thing is if you stay positive, and that helps, you know. And with that, you got to be on that level with God. You got to be the level with Him,
mm-hmm.
because that level, when you're with Him, you're in the level of, you know, the level of the highest. You know what I'm saying? Because there's no one higher than God. Okay, no one higher than God. If they say that there's gods and this gods and that gods, well, in the Bible it says there's only one God. But I am He, is God.
So, Rick, you don't look at somebody and say, what is the color of their eyes, therefore I'm going to like this person or dislike this person. So,
Right, exactly.
The point is, what energy is emanating? How do I feel around them? You know, I would assert that. And, Rick, may I ask, what color are your eyes? Are they brown like your father's?
Let me share one more thing with you before we end this. We're almost off the air.
Okay.
Richie's wife has blue eyes, and so does mine. So,
wow.
You know, that's just, yeah.
So Rick's eyes may be hazel, green, hazel, I don't know.
Oh, either or.
Okay.
Usually brown. Well, my eyes are brown. I had the Native American Spanish eyes. So, yeah, we're, you know,
My intention in presenting
Richie's wife has blue eyes, and so does mine.
Amazing. How cool is that? You passed that on, Roy, your father to...
Yeah.
So my intention in bringing this up is not to, we went through that. World War II, right? You know, Jews and blue eyes. We're not about to repeat that history. I love Hawaii. I love the Hawaiian people, and I would just hope that people would be open to, you know, somebody of a good soul who also has blue eyes, you know. So that was my message. That's all.
Wonderful. And again, we want to thank everybody for joining us tonight, and we had a wonderful night, and it was a wonderful energy tonight that everything was being shared tonight with all of us. And again, we want to thank you, Kelly, for joining us. And looks like we've run out of time. And we'll be back tomorrow night.
Good night, everybody, and God bless you. We'll talk to you tomorrow night.
Okay.
Good night. Good night.
Have a
good night.
Good night. Bye-bye. We send our love to everybody. Good night.